Exam Objectives Fast Track Chapter 2. Configuring Domain Name System, DNS. DNS in Windows Server 2008 supports primary zones, including Active Directory integrated zones, secondary zones, and stub zones. Active Directory integrated zones provide additional functionality, including secure dynamic updates and Active Directory integrated replication. The Global Name Zone was introduced to help phase out the Windows Internet Naming Service. The Global Name Zone requires the creation of a zone named Global Names. Configuring Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, DHCP. Since the inception of DHCP, there have been a number of add-on DHCP options that make it possible to disperse even more IP-related information to clients, which makes IP management much more flexible for IT administrators. DHCP works by leasing IP addresses for a period of time to a specific computer. The lease time can be adjusted based on the need for a client to maintain the address for a period of time. DHCP can also be used to reserve addresses for systems that would otherwise need a static address, such as departmental servers and some client machines where it is required by third-party applications. The 80-20 rule means that IP scope should be split between DHCP servers and that server A can distribute 80% of IP addresses, while server B can hand out the remaining 20% of IP addresses. Configuring Windows Internet Naming Service, WINS. WINS was originally introduced by Microsoft as part of Windows NT Server and was intended to be the de facto name resolution solution. WINS is still required for the NetBIOS name resolution of legacy operating systems and applications. WINS can be incorporated into DNS to provide seamless name resolution. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: Is the Global Name Zone intended to replace WINS? Answer: No. In fact, Microsoft has gone out of its way to stress the fact that Global Name Zone is not a replacement for WINS. The Global Name Zone is simply intended to assist in the retirement of WINS. As companies upgrade their legacy operation systems and legacy applications, the need for both Global Name Zones and WINS will eventually go away. Question: I've seen several examples where non-internet standard DNS names are used. Is it better to use a standard DS name, such as .com, .net, or .edu, or to use a private non-standard name, for example, .ads or .internal? Answer: This is really a matter of preference, and in some cases, a bit of a religious war. Separation of namespaces is common in organizations that do not want their external namespace, for example, uccentral.com, to match their internal namespace. This can be beneficial when you want to use similar server names both internally and externally. Separating namespaces can, however, create confusion at times when you try to tell someone to go to a server. For example, you may have a server called mail, which could be an internal or external server, and if someone doesn't specify mail.uccentral.ads, you may wind up on the wrong server. Question: Why did Microsoft make WINS a feature and not a role? Answer: Simply put, WINS is a solution that is end of life. WINS alone cannot provide an enterprise-wide solution for name resolution. In today's environment, we need DNS in order for Active Directory to function properly. We don't need WINS. Question: I have a mixed Unix Windows environment. Some of my DNS zones are hosted on BIND and some on Windows Server 2008. Is there any way to integrate the two? Answer: Yes, there are a few ways. First, you can create secondary zones on each of the DNS servers that stores a local copy of the other's zones. Second, you create DNS forwarders on the Windows servers, which will forward any requests for these zones to the BIND servers. Lastly, you can delegate DNS zones to the BIND or Windows servers for control over a particular zone. Question. I like the idea of being able to implement DNS, WINS, and DHCP on a Windows Server 2008 core server installation. However, I'm not much of a command line person. Is there any way I can manage these roles and features from a GUI? Answer. Yes, however, you must use the MMC from another Windows Server 2008 full installation server to manage these roles and features. If you recall, no GUIs are provided with Windows Server 2008 core server, even after a role has been installed. Question. I see there are numerous options that I can push out via DHCP to client machines. What is the bare minimum I need in order to offer networking services? Answer. The absolute bare minimum would be the IP address and subnet mask to communicate with a directly connected host on the same subnet. However, this will severely limit the resources that a client can contact outside of that subnet. Realistically, you will need the IP address, subnet mask, gateway, called the router in the DHCP options, and at least one DNS server to at least be able to connect to and use the internet through your internet service provider, ISP, or to communicate with other hosts on remote subnetworks. Question. I want to use Active Directory integrated zones for my DNS servers, but I need to be able to create secondary copies of the zones to non-Microsoft servers. Is this possible? Answer. Yes, but it couldn't be a live replicated copy of the zone. In this scenario, you can only create a secondary copy of the DNS zone. This means that DNS clients of this non-Microsoft server will have the ability to resolve records, but the zone cannot be updated, either manually or via dynamic update.